Ludovico de Luigi was only an artist, but he had it all figured out. "It always comes down to money in the end," he said, "and the end is nowhere in sight. A lot more money has to pass through many more hands before this will be over." I mentioned that I had been impressed by the apparent thoroughness of the scientific tests made by Cassan's experts. De Luigi's response, after having a good laugh, was to insist that I meet a friend of his. "I'll show you a real expert," he said. "Come with me." At the rowing club on the Zattere, De Luigi introduced me to a man who was standing next to a gondola tied up at the landing dock. The man had a thick black beard without a mustache, like Abraham Lincoln's. His name was Gianpietro Zucchetta, and he was a chemist who worked for the Ministry of the Environment. His gondola was an exact replica of Casanova's gondola, circa 1750. "It looks like the gondolas you see in paintings by Canaletto," said Zucchetta, "which are noticeably different from modern gondolas." Zucchetta's gondola had a removable cabin, or felze, attached to its midsection, and its front-to-back line was straight instead of curved at the bow, which made it necessary for two gondoliers to row it instead of one. Most tellingly, the prow rose higher out of the water, and Zucchetta said that the first time he took it out at high tide, he was surprised to find it would not fit under a number of bridges that Casanova had passed under with ease. It was a dramatic demonstration of how much the water level has risen in Venice over the past 250 years, he said. Zucchetta knew more about water and Venice than most people did. He had written a history of Acqua Alta in Venice. He was also an authority on Venetian bridges, having catalogued all 443 in his book, Venice, Bridge by Bridge. In the course of conversation, I learned also that Zucchetta had written several other books, two about the canals of Venice, one about the lost canals that have been filled in, the Rii Terra, one about Casanova, one about Casanova's gondola, one about the history of gas in Venice, and yet another about the Venetian sewer system. "When you pay a gondolier to row you on the canals," said Zucchetta, "he's rowing you through the sludge of Venice." But none of these specialties was the reason De Luigi had brought me to see Zucchetta, as I discovered when I asked, "What will your next book be about?" "A history of fires in Venice," he said. De Luigi beamed. "My friend Zucchetta is an expert on fires. He's investigated, what, 600, 700 fires?" 800, said Zucchetta, "including the fire at the Petruzzelli Opera House in Bari. I'm a member of the International Association of Arson Investigators." "Have you been called on to consult on the Fenice fire?" I asked. "Yes," he said, "but I've refused." "Why?" "Because it's a political fire, and I don't investigate political fires." "What do you mean by that?" "Politicians are involved. They are among the people being charged with negligence. Now, there are two conflicting charges, negligence and arson. Naturally, the negligence suspects all want the verdict to be arson, and the arson suspects want it to be negligence. Each side will try to find experts to prove their point. Two of the negligence suspects have offered to give me a blank check if I would testify as an expert for them. They told me I could fill in the figures. Obviously, they wanted me to say it was arson, even if I didn't think so. That's why it's a political fire, and that's why I refused." "Who were they?" "That I won't say. But the defendants are not the only people who have a stake in the outcome of this case. A lot of people lost property. The apartments of some of the neighbors were damaged, other people had equipment or personal belongings that were destroyed in the fire, and they all want to recover losses not covered by insurance. If the verdict is arson, none of them will collect anything by suing the electricians, because they have no money. However, if it's found to be negligence, then these people have a choice of rich targets to sue: the City of Venice, the Fenice Foundation, and the 15 individuals charged with negligence. Two of the defendants for negligence have already put their property in their wives' names." Signor Zucchetta's rowing partner arrived. They prepared to board the gondola. "I assume you've been following developments in the case?" I said. "Yes, I have," Zucchetta replied, stepping into the gondola and steadying it as his rowing partner climbed in. Do you have an opinion about how it happened?
Certainly, he said.
Zucchetta untied the mooring line and pushed away from the dock. Do you think the electricians did it?
Zucchetta shook his head.
If the electricians burned down the Fenice, he said with a smile, then plumbers are responsible for Acqua Alta.